What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Lisa McCutcheon with the OSU Extension Office. Tomorrow, starting at 10:30, you can discover 4-H at a new location. Lisa, why don't you tell us about it?
Absolutely, Wally. We are going to have the opportunity for families in Licking County to discover more about what 4-H has to offer for them this Saturday from 10:30 a.m. until noon, and that will be held here at our Licking County Extension Office on East Main Street. It had originally been advertised as being held at the Licking County Library here in downtown Newark, but we've had to switch that over to our Extension Office, and we're trying to get the word out.
Now, speaking of discovering 4-H, there are so many different avenues. How do you pinpoint this for one afternoon?
Well, we try to have several of our volunteers and lots of our project books and several of our clubs present so that when families come in, we can give them some basic information to get them started. And then basically it's set up like a trade show. Anytime during that hour and a half, they can pop in, visit with folks at different tables, ask questions, see some of our project materials, learn more about the different camps we have to offer, kind of like a smorgasbord. They can take a look around and see what kind of things are of greatest interest to their children.
Speaking of kids, all right, that is the essence of 4-H. How young can we go?
Age 5 and in kindergarten is where we start. And so that kindergarten through second grade group, we consider our 4-H Clover Buds. Most everything they do is very hands-on and not competitive. And then once we get to being 8 and in third grade on up to the age of 18, they are involved in project work. And so those are youth who are completing project books, project work each year, working with livestock, learning about electricity, doing photography, all of those great things.
So when fair season rolls around and we work five counties, I meet a lot of 4-H'ers and their moms and dads. Families motivate the 4-H'er, don't you think?
It really does. It's the nice thing about 4-H is that it's both for boys and for girls, and that it covers a wide age range. And so for the most part, our youth who are coming to 4-H events and activities, meetings, things of that nature, they have their parents involved, or maybe their grandparents or an aunt and uncle that are there working with them, alongside them with their project work, providing support and encouragement. 4-H really is a family of its own, but we also enjoy the opportunity to support 4-H families here in Licking County.
Discover 4-H tomorrow, starting at 10:30, your location at 771 East Main Street in Newark.
I think that covers it. That's wonderful.
If you have any questions, how can they reach you, Lisa?
Absolutely. You can reach out to us by calling our office at 740-670-5315, or you can also find all things 4-H on our website at licking.osu.edu and click on 4-H Youth Development on the left-hand side of the page. Everything in the world of 4-H is there in bits and pieces.
All right, 4-H. Give me the 4-H's.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Bam!
This is The Vibe.
Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.